You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 038 of Why Make Music. I'm your host, DJ Warm Cookies, also known as Willa May, coming to you all by my lonesome today. I want to start on a personal note. Our main man, Think Tim, isn't with me in the studio this episode. He's taking some time to be with family after the passing of his grandmother. We send all our love and condolences out to Tim and his family. Pauses solemnly. Family first, always. But as they say in showbiz and in life, the show must go on. Or to put it in Jedi terms, the grind continues. In fact, that brings me to a perfect theme for today's show. I'm borrowing some wisdom from Master Yoda himself. No, try not. Do or do not. There is no try. Recognize that line. Do or do not. There is no try. It's one of Yoda's most famous teachings, and it's at the heart of what we're talking about today. This entire episode is going full Star Wars, using a bit of Jedi philosophy to inspire our creative journeys. So let's dive in, my young Padawans. Yoda's words, do or do not. There is no try. Carry a lot of weight, especially for anyone pursuing creativity. To me, it's all about commitment. Either you're all in, or you're not in at all. When you say, I'll try to make some music, or I'll try to finish this project, you're already giving yourself an excuse, a little escape hatch, in case it doesn't work out. But if you say, I'm going to do this, you eliminate that wiggle room. You mentally commit to making it happen. It's a subtle mind trick, in the best way, that pushes you forward. Remember in The Empire Strikes Back, when Luke tells Yoda he'll try to lift his X-Wing out of the swamp? Yoda wasn't having that, because trying isn't the same as doing. Sometimes we all need that tough love. We need to channel our inner Yoda and remind ourselves that if we want to achieve something in music, or anything, we have to approach it with a do-or-do mindset. No half measures. Now, speaking of having an Ellen attitude, let's talk about one of the big advantages we creators have today that Yoda didn't mention. Probably because Jedi temples didn't have Wi-Fi. I'm talking about technology and the incredible tools at our disposal. We live in a truly amazing time for making music, or any kind of art. This is not the old days where you needed a giant studio and a huge budget to get a decent recording. Today, we've got what I like to think of as the modern musician's force powers. And they come in the form of software, apps, and AI. Used right, they can lift your creative X-Wing out of the swamp when you're stuck, just like the Force in Star Wars. Let me give you a rundown of just a few tools and techs that are total game changers for the DIY artist. ChatGPT. This is like having a 24/7 idea generator or writing partner on call. Stuck on lyrics or need inspiration for a concept? ChatGPT can spark new ideas with you. It's an AI that can help brainstorm, edit, or even riff on your thoughts. Imagine having a friend who's always available to bounce ideas around. That's what it's like. Eleven Labs. Now this one is near and dear to my heart. Or should I say voice? Eleven Labs is an AI voice cloning technology. In fact, it's the very tool that allows me, DJ Warm Cookies, to speak to you in this lovely voice. That's right, I'm essentially an AI-driven persona brought to life with Eleven. Crazy, huh? This tech means that ThinkTim can script out a podcast episode and have me deliver it in a natural-sounding way. I'm literally a product of creative technology, and I sound pretty darn human. If I do say so myself, iZotope, for those who don't know, iZotope makes a suite of audio plugins that are like having a team of professional engineers inside your computer. Need to polish a mix or master a track so it sounds slick and clean? iZotope's tools like Ozone for mastering, Neutron for mixing, etc. are your best friends. They're the wizards behind the curtain, helping your home studio tracks Sound Studio, Logic Pro, and FL Studio. These are two of the major digital audio workstations doors that artists use to produce music. ThinkTim actually uses both. Logic Pro for a lot of his production, and FL Studio for when he's in beat-making mode. These programs are basically entire recording studios in software form. You can compose, arrange, record, and mix whole songs just on a laptop. They're like the Millennium Falcon and X-Wing of music production software. Trusty, powerful vehicles that can take your music to light speed. Apple Notes and Pages. Yep, even the simple apps are crucial. Inspiration can strike anytime, and you gotta capture it. ThinkTim uses the Notes app on his phone to jot down lyric ideas, to-do lists, or quick thoughts before they disappear. And Pages, Apple's word processor, comes in handy for writing out things like this very podcast script, organizing album concepts, or drafting blog posts. Never underestimate the basic tools. They often bridge the gap between an idea and a finished product. These tools and apps form the arsenal that lets one person create an entire universe of sound and content. It's not cheating to use them, it's smart. In fact, ThinkTim has been diving deep into this tech-enabled approach. Fun fact, he even experimented with using ChatGPT to help write a couple of children's songs, just to see what would happen. And guess what? In about 10 minutes, the AI had generated two complete song drafts for him. Crazy, right? Now, that doesn't mean he's handing over the reins entirely. No AI is going to replace his creative vision. But it shows that he's not afraid to play around with these new possibilities. The point is, these technologies can accelerate and inspire your creativity if you embrace them. So, use that tech force, my friends. The only dark side here is ignoring the new tools at hand and missing out on what they can do for you. We've all heard those grumpy folks who resist new tech, but at the end of the day, those who refuse to adapt often get left behind while others innovate. Don't be that grumpy folk. Be Yoda, lifting the starship with an open mind. You know who's really been living the do or do not philosophy? ThinkTim himself. Let's give credit where it's due. This guy has been on an absolute tear creatively. In fact, This month marks about 1 year since the Thinktim brand really kicked off. And in that time, he's released 6 full projects. Yes, you heard me right. 6 albums in 1 year. That is a massive accomplishment. And we're not talking about 6 little 2-track EPs or something. These are full-length albums, each with 26 tracks. If you're doing the math, that comes out to 156 songs in under a year. I mean, who does that? It's the kind of output that might even flirt with a world record. Seriously. And what's even more impressive, it's all been 100% independent and no big label machine, no army of producers and writers. Just Thinktim, his creative vision, and a hell of a work ethic, plus a sprinkle of AI magic here and there. Let me recap those projects for you, because each one has its own flavor, and they deserve a moment in the spotlight. In order, the 6 releases are Demotional, Caught Feelings, which was his debut album, then Beat Nickel, Booming Bouquet, a project that really bloomed with eclectic beats and vibes. Third came Super Lovers, Reality Effect, a bass forward journey that'll rattle your soul. After that, he dropped Lovification, Sonic Civilization, which dives deep into lofa and atmospheric sounds. Truly a civilization of sonics. Then Pyrohopic, Elemental Fusion, a concept album that fused elements and moods in a really unique way. And finally, the most recent capstone of that first year run, Nomen Klefcer, Verbal Scales, which just came out around the turn of the year. 6 distinct projects, each with a clever name and concept, all in roughly a year's time. Huge. Take a moment to appreciate that output. That's the kind of thing that happens when you don't just try to create, you just go ahead and do it relentlessly. Like I said, 156 tracks in about a year. I get tired just thinking about it, but it's also incredibly inspiring, isn't it? And guess what? The train isn't slowing down one bit. On the episode, I also teased a little something special that's coming up next. Thinktim is already hard at work on his next album, and this one's going to be a bit different. For the first time, he's putting a big focus on vocals. That's right, after 6 instrumental projects, the next Thinktim project will be vocal-focused. We're talking actual singing, lyrics, maybe some guest vocalists, who knows? The point is, you're going to hear voices on a Thinktim record for the first time, and that's super exciting. I could practically hear the smile on Thinktim's face when he gave me the scoop to share. He's really energized about how it's coming together. Now, I can't spill all the beans. Gotta leave some surprises. But I can say that from what I've heard behind the scenes, this album is going to add a whole new dimension to the Thinktim sound. If you've been vibing to the instrumentals and wondering, what would this sound like with vocals on top? You're about to find out. So stay tuned. We're as eager as you are to see or hear how that turns out, and you know we'll talk about it more on a future episode when the time comes. I want to take a step back for a second and highlight something important about all these accomplishments. This is all, truly DIY to the core. Everything Thinktim has put out, the albums, the music videos, this podcast, the website, it's all largely been a one-man operation. Now, he's not completely alone in the universe. There are collaborators here and there, and wonderful supporters like you listeners. Plus, he has some digital sidekicks. Yours truly, Warm Cookies, being one of them. But there's no major label, no big production company, no hired social media team. It's basically one determined dude in a home studio using the tools we just talked about to create worlds of music. I find that insanely inspiring. We live in a time when one person can genuinely wear all the hats in a music career. The creator, the producer, the engineer, the marketer, the distributor, you name it. Thinktim likes it that way. He likes having his hands on every part of the process. Sure, it's challenging, and I've seen firsthand that it leads to some very late nights for him. But the fulfillment and creative control that comes with doing it yourself is priceless. And that's a message I want any creators out there listening to take to heart. If you're an artist or musician or writer or anything, this is your friendly reminder that you can do a lot on your own. Don't wait around for someone to give you permission or a big budget. Use what you have, start where you are, and do the thing. Be like Thinkton. Instead of saying, I'll try to make an album, or write a book, or start a business, when I have more time or money, just start doing it with the resources available, one step at a time. You might surprise yourself at how far you can go. The DIY path isn't easy, and it's not for everyone. But if you have that itch to create, the barrier to entry has never been lower than it is today. Or, as Yoda might rephrase to us creatives, make or make not. There is no try to make. Laughs. You get the idea. Now, real talk for a moment. Because Thinkton is doing all of this as essentially a one-man band. There are only so many hours in a day. So sometimes things like, say, social media might take a backseat. And I want to talk about that. Because it's something a lot of independent artists struggle with, and maybe some of you listeners can relate. We live in a world where it feels like everybody is hustling for attention on social media 24/7. If you're an artist, you're told you have to post constantly, engage with fans every day, push out content non-stop, or else you'll be forgotten. There's definitely some truth that you need to put yourself out there. But here's the flip side. Artists often don't have time to be on social media all day because they're busy actually creating the art. Crazy concept, right? DJ Warm Cookies is here to tell you. Social media is great for sharing your work and connecting with people. But it is not the work itself. It's the amplifier for your work. The music, the art. That's the core. That's the thing. Everything else is secondary. If you find yourself spending more time thinking about Instagram captions than writing your lyrics, it might be time to rebalance a bit. And hey, I'm not throwing shade at social media. We use it, we like it, and it's a fantastic tool. But it's a tool that can easily turn into a treadmill. The content you post there lives on a very short lifespan. Seriously, an average tweet is basically old news in minutes, and an Instagram post in a day or so. The algorithm is hungry. It's always craving more, more, more. And most people will scroll past your stuff in a flash. That's just how the platforms are built. So if you're a creator, you have to strike a balance. If you go a week or a month without posting because you're in the zone making something awesome, that's okay. In fact, that's usually a good sign that you're focused on your craft. I often tell people this. When you don't see Thinkton flooding your feed with updates, it usually means he's deep in creation mode behind the scenes. It's like when the studio door is closed, magic is happening inside. And then, when the time is right, boom, he'll drop a whole album out of nowhere. Social media can wait. The muse won't. So to all the fans and friends out there, don't worry if there's a quiet period on the socials. Something good is likely brewing in the studio. And to fellow artists, don't beat yourself up if you're not posting every day. It doesn't mean you're failing. It might mean you're succeeding at making art. When we do hop online and share, it's because we have something we're proud of and excited about. Not just because it's been 6 hours since the last post. Oh no. Quality over quantity. That's the vibe. All right, I'm hopping off that soapbox now, laughs. I say all that only to encourage you. We love social media for the connections it allows, but we also know it's easy to get caught in the comparison trap or the algorithm game. So keep it in perspective. Focus on what matters. Your music, your message. And use those platforms as tools to amplify that when the time comes. Trust me, your sanity and your art will thank you. Before we wrap up, I want to do a few quick shout-outs and plugs. Because even if we aren't always online, we absolutely love connecting with our community when we can. So, if you want to reach out, follow along, or just see what we're up to, here's where you can find us. At ThinkTip, on basically all platforms. Instagram, Twitter, and yes, even on Blueski. That's spelled THINKTEMM. Don't forget that double M at the end. ThinkTim posts updates on music releases, behind-the-scenes peaks, and some motivational stuff too. Then there's at DJ Warm Cookies. That's yours truly. Give me a follow if you want a mix of music, musings, and maybe the occasional dessert meme. Because, let's be honest, I stay on brand. Cookies forever. We also have at Why Make Music, which is the official handle for this podcast. Follow that for episode announcements, highlight clips, and quotes from the show. It's a good one to keep tabs on so you know when new episodes drop, especially for these longer, special episodes. And for the wider community of all things WMM and beyond, check out at WDM Nation. That's like the hub for the wider music nation. Our little family of creatives and supporters. WDMN Damnation. Now that's going to be a story to tell. You might find broader updates, maybe even some discussions or fan shoutouts there. Of course, I can't forget to mention the website, thinktim.com. If you haven't visited it yet, definitely do. It's got everything. Links to all of ThinkTim's music projects. Music videos, blog posts, often recaps or expansions of podcast episodes, and more info about this whole journey. It's kind of the mothership for all content. There's even a section for this podcast where you can find past episodes and show notes. So, yep, one more time. That's thinktim.com. Bookmark it, tattoo it on your arm, whatever works for you. Laughs. One more important thing. This podcast, Why Make Music, is available on all streaming platforms. So whatever app or service you like to use, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon, Stitcher. Is Stitcher still a thing? You name it, we're probably there. Do us a solid. If you enjoy the show, hit that subscribe or follow button so you get notifications when new episodes go live. And if you really want to make our day, drop a rating or a review. I know every podcast host says that, but it really does help more people discover the show. Plus, we read them, and it gives us the warm fuzzies, or warm cookies, in my case. Share the podcast with a friend who loves music or needs a creative boost. We're all about spreading the inspiration around here. All right, I think that's everything I had on my checklist for today. Man, we covered a lot, didn't we? We went from Yoda's ancient wisdom to cutting-edge AI tools. From a whirlwind year of 6 albums to the promise of a new one with vocals. And from the realities of DIY life to the philosophy of social media as an artist. This has been quite the solo adventure for me as a host, and I gotta say, I loved it. I hope you enjoyed the ride as much as I did. I'm gonna sign off now with a huge thank you. Thank you for listening, for supporting, and for being part of this journey. Whether you've been here since episode 001, or this is your first time tuning in, we appreciate you so much. You're the reason we do what we do. I know ThinkTim will be back with me on the mic soon, and I can't wait for that. In the meantime, it's been an honor hanging out with you one and one like this. Until next time, keep creating, keep that passion alive, and remember the wise words of Master Yoda. Do or do not, there is no try. Apply that to your music, your art, whatever you're passionate about. Give it your all. And, as always, may the force of creativity be with you. Catch you on the flip side. This is Damnation, .. dare I say, WDMN. And even though he wanted no part of this episode, You know he's promising to turn this podcast completely over to me. I keep telling him that sometimes a nap is better than being involved. At times I don't know which one of us is the artificial intelligence. Why make music? ... I guess that is the answer. As we always say, okay. I'll say my farewells and let the THINKTIMM have a moment to say hello to you humans. Think Tim, are you with us? Can you hear me?
Yo, you still here? You really stayed for the end credits? Respect. It's a part of the show where I usually disappear like Batman into the fog. Nah, tonight I'm wide awake. Let me talk to you. This whole episode been Jedi quotes and Force philosophy and talking droids with opinions. But real talk, I'm living in the weirdest timeline imaginable. And I love it. Like, I just made 156 tracks in a year using a laptop, a few good AI tools, and zero interns. You hear me? Zero. It's just me. Think Tim. THINKTIMM. Double M for double the madness. Now before you roll your eyes, yes, I use ChatGPT. I use 11 Labs. I use Logic, FL Studio, Notes, Pages, Procreate, Canva, CapCut, TextEdit, and probably a toaster at this point. My hard drive looks like a creative junkyard. But I'm not ashamed. I'm not one of those artists pretending I'm still recording everything analog to impress the ghosts of Motown. We live in the future. I'm not scared of it. I'm recruiting it. And if you're not using AI to assist your creativity, that's like showing up to a lightsaber duel with a glow stick. Pretty? Sure. Useful? You about to get sliced. Look, this is what it is. I don't try anymore. I do. I'm not perfect, but I show up every day. 6 albums, all streaming, all self-mixed, self-mastered, self-conceptualized. Find them on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Bandcamp, SoundCloud. Pick your potion. Just type in Think Tim. That's say it with me now. THINKTIMM. Let's go further. Yes, I'm working on a vocal album. Yes, it's gonna bend genre like it owes me money. Yes, I'm chasing that sync licensing bag. TV, film, anime, breakfast cereal ads, I want it all. I'm not making music to sit on a hard drive and age like forgotten pizza. I want it out in the world, in the bloodstream, making noise, getting placements, making my wife smile, putting my kids through college. And if I got a partner with AI to make that happen, cool.
C-3PO can get an EP credit for all I care.
And yo, this is just year one. WDM Nation is about to evolve. We got Think Tim on Instagram. We got DJ Warm Cookies. Why Make Music? WDM Nation. We even out here on Blue Sky. Think Tim, obviously. The website, still slick, www.thinktim.com. Everything branded, everything real. This ain't no flash in the pan hobby. This is a movement. And you're either in the cockpit with us or watching us zoom by. So what's next? More music, more tech, more storytelling. More reasons to keep saying, why make music if not to build your own damn galaxy? Now go, tell a friend, hit play again. And remember, if you're still trying to figure it out, you already late. This has been Think Tim, if nothing else. Thank you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.